Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, I will be discussing how high-earning women should approach divorce like they do business, strategically and not emotionally. And so it sounds, oh, of course, that's really easy, but it's not. It's not at all. It can be a challenge. And, you know, I think we wonder, why does a smart, successful woman still make emotional divorce decisions? Well, let's be clear. It's your personal life, and there are a lot of emotions tied to that, right? To your husband, to your spouse, your children, a life you built together. And I have rarely, if ever, seen anyone who is very cavalier and doesn't have some emotions about the ending of the relationship. Now, the emotions can vary. You may be so done and you've been done for years, but now you're taking action. So you feel like, I'm no longer sad, and really I'm no longer mad. I might be a little bit indifferent, and that's okay. But very often it brings up emotions, and you know, it's somebody you have been in an intimate relationship with. They know all your trigger points and they know what's going to get you. And they often are effective at, you know, putting those things and pushing those buttons. And, you know, it may be intentional, it may be not. It usually that I find in a divorce that the parties are really doing, they behave in the same patterns that they have through the marriage. So it really shouldn't be a surprise, but it does can affect you differently because you may have thought we had a very rational, logical decision and this is what we're doing. And then your husband goes and does something crazy and you just are hurt by it. Or they're like, I do things, or they are, you know, not being generous or agreeable to the terms financially. And frankly, that can be, really, this is how you think we should be split and fair. So anyway, I think that is part of why it brings up the emotions and it's difficult to put those away. So that is why we talk about assembling, you know, your divorce dream team. And it sounds kind of silly, but it's not. And really, most everybody has some semblance of that team. It may not be like, you know, all the usually unnecessary, but you need a good financial planner. And maybe you've had one you've been working with, or maybe this is someone new. And in addition to a financial planner, there's often a CPA, an accountant, because of the nature of the finances and properties. It depends on really where your assets are and how complex, but that can often be very important. And also a mental health professional. It is so important to remember that this is a major life event. And even if you're initiating it, you're ready, you're over it, it's good to have a therapist that you can go talk to. I really like also a divorce coach, a coach person, coaching type person, just because it's very different from therapy. And it really helps move you forward and stay focused on the end goal. I think that is a great person to have on your team. And also a good friend that would suggest you're not talking about it with, but you're just having a break from the stress and the you know, what's going on in the divorce. You're just going on walks, yoga, lunches together, even just something where you can just talk about whatever, because we all need that. We all need that, like, escape from our day-to-day. And it's so much more important when you're going through a divorce because it is a major life event. It can be overwhelming at times. It can be frustrating at times because of the emotions that exist between not only you but your spouse, and they're going to show up in different ways, and you're going to get frustrated. One of the biggest frustrations is, I've done everything you've asked me as my attorney. I know we have to do this list and bring these documents and do this financial affidavit. Why isn't he doing anything? You know, in the marriage, when you ask him to do things, he doesn't do it because he doesn't want to. So he's procrastinating. And trust me, as lawyers, we are trying to get our clients to do what they're supposed to do. And they don't always do it in a timely fashion. They think maybe by stalling, ignoring, it will go away. So that could be, I'm not excusing it. I'm explaining it, because then that's going to bring out your emotions of old stuff, of the things that you know above the crap. It's going to show up in the divorce. So be prepared, buckle up, and know as ready as you are, and the emotions are going to come up. have the support systems in place to help you deal with it. Yes, your attorneys can deal with it. Just because we are always thinking about your legal advantage and we're not here to provide therapy. Sometimes it feels like we do. And I know sometimes our clients really want that from us. We certainly provide empathy, but we're here to get you the best outcome. So, you know, how do women, you know, at the top protect what they've worked so hard to build? Well, if you know it's over, then go see an attorney. Waiting 5 or 10 years, guess what? Now you can amass more wealth and you're going to probably owe more. When you know it's done, either fix it or get out. And don't dwell on it and think, I'll deal with it tomorrow. It's not going to get any better. And you know it's not. It's just you don't want to take that first step. But I would say do it. You know, if there are ways to protect your assets, obviously prenups, postnups are available. Is your husband or spouse going to sign it? That's always the question. Usually we will ask you that. Like if you're coming in with a postnup, so you're already married, now that they have to waive rights that they already have under the law, what's in it for them? So, but many times there are relationships that are at a crossroads, and that is a good builder of trust. But it's a good reason to protect yourself as well if you're at that point. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who have questions about or are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 109, Worth Divorce, with Holly J. Moore. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.